Sicha of Chukas Aleph, Chelek Yud Gimel, starts off basing on a Medrash. I'm just going to read the Medrash inside. It's Medrash Rabbah, it's a few other Medrashim he quotes over here, Tachum, etc. Now, in the beginning of this week's Parsha Chukas, it says the following. Zois Chukas, on the word Zois Chukas, Zesha Amar Kasa, this is what the Pasuk in Eiv, Perek Yudalid, at the beginning of the Perek says, Mi yitein tahar mitame lo yechad. Who can give a tahar from a tame, not one? Now, the simple reading of the text, the way the Mefarshim read it on the actual Pasuk in Eiv, is that when a husband and wife are together, it makes them tame in the laws of Tuma, and yet what could come out of it? It comes out of a child who's tahar, and he could come an incredible tzaddik. In other words, there's an incredible paradox that out of something which is technically tame comes pure tahara, the biggest tzaddikim, etc. And over here in the Medrash, he expounds on it and gives it a bit of a different twist. Kegoyin Avram Miterach, Avram came from Terach, Cheskiyah Me'achaz, who was one of the kings that caused a lot of problems, Yeshia Me'amin, another king of Yehuda that came from Amin, who wasn't a great guy, Mordechai Mishimi, Yisrael Me'evdei Kechavim, Olam Haba Me'olam Hazeh. Okay, Olam Haba leads out from Olam Hazeh. Mi Asa Kain. Who did this? Mi Tziva Kain. Who commanded such a thing? Mi Gazer Kain. Who made this Gzera? Lo Yechide Shalom. Only Yechide Shalom. And then he brings various examples in the laws of Tahara. In other words, the paradox of Tumah and Tahara is so incredible that it can only come from Yechide Shalom, from the Creator. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, Chukah Chakakti Gzera Gazarti, I made a chuk. That means I made a rule that not necessarily makes sense. I made a decree, and you're not allowed to go over it. Now, there's a very famous thing that's repeated often in Chassidus, that the reason why this parsha starts off Zois Chukas HaTorah, and not Zois Chukas HaPara. In other words, if it was only here to teach us the laws and the chukah of Paraduma or Tumatara, which is Zois Chukas HaPara or Zois Chukas HaTumah, the fact that it says Zois Chukas HaTorah is because there's a principle over here that applies to all of the Torah. And it's explained in Likutei Torah and other places that Zois Chukas HaTorah tells you that the entire Torah has a similar thing like Paraduma. Just like Paraduma is a chuk that you do just because that's the Ratzon Elyon, that's the will of the Creator, and not because it makes sense, so too, even the mitzvahs that do make sense, you must do it because Ashikichana b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu, He commanded us. It's His Ratzon. And that's what the thing is, Zois Chukas HaTorah, even though there's various kinds of mitzvahs, there's Eidos, which are mitzvahs that make sense once explained, like Shabbos, Hashem rested on the seventh day, now we know why, Mishpatim, that makes sense even without explanation, don't kill, don't steal. Everything has to be kept in the same way of Chukim. So the Rebbe says, he connects that point together with the point that we started with, this incredible Medrash, Mi'itin Torah Mitame, that there's something so incredible, powerful about the laws of Tara, and use that application, says Chukas HaTorah, to use that application of that incredible paradox to the whole Torah. The Rebbe says like this, in Chachma, and this is based on a mimer of the Friedrich Rebbe and Sefer Maimorim Melukatim Beis, the mimer is called Vanis Vilasi. Very interesting, relatively short mimer, worth, you know, if you can, to delve into it a bit. The difference between Ratzain and Chachma. Chachma, logic, there's different levels of logic, and therefore there's certain things I believe or I think strongly, things that I think in not as strongly. There's things I prioritize and the things I don't prioritize. However, Ratzain, the power of will, there is no separation in levels. I just want. In the words of the Maimer, in Chachma, you can never say a piece of Chachma in one word. Any part of Chachma, if I want to pass over a piece of intelligence to you, I have to articulate what I'm saying. Even if I'm concise, I have to say more than one word. In Ratzin, on the other hand, I could say, yes. Do you want it? Yes. Do you not want it? No. And that enough says so much about me. Just, you know, one syllable. Because Ratzin is extremely intense and it doesn't break down into details. And therefore, Ratzin can manifest itself in something tiny as in something big, and you cannot differentiate, unlike in Chachma, that you can differentiate. And he gives examples of where do you see the Koyach HaRatzin of Hashem, specifically in Tumah and Torah, because certain things just don't make sense. logically, min haTorah, it's impossible for tumah to only take over a certain part of the body. Min haRabbanan, it is. You could have tumas yadayim, but just on the hands. But min haTorah, it's impossible. On the other hand, how did you get tumah? By just touching something tiny. And you didn't even have to touch it. Sometimes all you have to be is in the same tent. And it could even be ba'inus. Not only unintentional, it could be like you were forced. Someone pushed you into the room. Or someone made you touch a dead person. And then you're tummy. In other words, there is like, it's so hard to understand. Usually, ba'inus rachmana patre. Usually Hashem allows somebody who was forced into something to get away with it. And also the tumah that the person gets is absolute. There's no like half-baked tumah. It's like a tumah. You cannot eat kodesh, you cannot eat truma, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash from a something which happened that I didn't even choose for. Why? Says the Rebbe that in tumah and tahara, you see the ratzon elyon begilui. You see the revealed part, not necessarily of the chokhmah of the Eibishter, but the ratzon of the Eibishter. Azoy. That's the way it is. Azoy in ishtandrish. This is the way it is. And he quotes from Chassidus that says that tumah tahara is from level of makif, which means usually pnimi is something that it internalizes, it goes in its various levels, islapshus, seder shtashlus, etc., whichever terminology you want to use for our pnimi, for an internal light that goes down to each level the way it's supposed to. Then there's the level of makif that the whole world is equal. It shines into a beautiful house and into a garbage dump the same. You cannot define, you can't do the same. Why? Akacha, that's why. And that nekuda, zois chukas haTorah, is applied to every single one of us. Because, what does the Pirkei Avos say? That sometimes we could sit there thinking, this is a mitzvah kala, this is a mitzvah chamura, this is an easy mitzvah, not so important. Al ti yoshev adon. Don't sit there estimating what's an important mitzvah and what's not an important mitzvah, because ultimately, if you see the Torah coming from chokhmah of the Eibishter, then maybe there's room for priority. But once zois chukas haTorah comes and tells us that the entire Torah is not just a chayk, but the chayk comes from koyach haratzon. In other words, when you say that the whole Torah is a chayk, fine. But like, so I have to do it just because I don't understand. You're saying more than that. You have to do it because it's Hashem's ratzon. And ratzon, there's no difference between small and big. So what you consider a small little detail for the Eibishter is technically equally as big. And through that, when you follow that little tiny hiddur mitzvah, you are connecting to Hashem, mitzvah, milashin safsay, connecting to Hashem in the most incredible way. And it's totally applicable to every part of your relationship with Hashem. You think only the big stuff are important. And comes and says, no. Says the Rebbe, now every Hira and Torah has to be there, not only for people who could think in depth, and like, you know, a big Talmid Chacham, but even somebody who's learning Pshutei Shel Mikra could have to understand what the lesson. And the Rebbe says, this lesson is applicable to everybody. Everybody must know that even a dikduk kal, even the smallest minutia of Torah observance, is negeya, it has application to the connection that I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it literally should shine forth like the Ayyamim says, a Yid doesn't want, interesting, the Lashon Roitza, doesn't want and cannot be separated from the Eibishter, and therefore every detail counts. And then the Rebbe says, and this applies also when you're doing Avodah with others. When you're doing, you know, Kiruv, when you're getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you sit there saying, I'll get them to do the big mitzvahs, the biggies. But the small ones, it's not even on my dream, it's not even on my estimation list. Now obviously sometimes that's when you maybe have to tell somebody, not to scare them away, but in truth, what do you mean? I want to get them close to the Eibishter, and who I'll tell you done. Like, who am I to judge what's important, what's not important? So my intention is to bring the person that every single detail of the relationship between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is negeya, affects them in the most deep and personal way.